I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, I'm joined by guests from the ARC United Ministry Outreach Center in Athens. We discuss the organization's mission, services it provides, and a milestone reached this year. Those topics and more coming up. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. I'm joined by guests from the ARC. They are Lucy Hudgens, who's executive director, Stephanie Cockfield, the financial education director with the facility, and Terrell Moore, the program coordinator. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank you. Yes.
So let's start a little bit. Lucy, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about how you ended up here at the ARC.
Yeah, so I've been at the ARC. This will be my ninth year, and I grew up in Rome, Georgia, so I'm familiar with Athens. But initially, after graduating from college, I went into social work with a focus on at-risk youth and wilderness therapy through Outward Bound, and did that for many years. And once my husband and I started having children, we decided that we needed to relocate closer to our family. Working in nonprofits was something that I knew I always wanted to do. And we chose Athens, and I saw this position open and thought, what a great opportunity to work with not only a great community, but have a great impact in the community. So I went for it and luckily was chosen, and 9 years later, here I sit.
And Terrell, how did you end up at the ARC?
Well, I am from Athens. I've lived here since I was five, and I've been living back here raising my family. And I started attending Athens Church in 2013, and I found out about the ARC through their Be Rich campaign that they do every late fall, kind of their Christmas season pull to get people involved in both the church and in community organizations. So I just looked up the community partners that Athens Church had listed, and the ARC was one of the first ones alphabetically, and called up and volunteered. And
thank goodness for the alphabet.
Yes.
I volunteered for a year, and then they offered me the position of program coordinator. And this will be the third year.
And Stephanie.
Yeah, so I'm, as these other two, I'm a native here as well, Watkinsville area, Athens, Georgia, all my life. And I went to UGA and was studying family financial planning and was doing my practicum over at the Aspire Clinic. And they were meeting with clients of the ARC with their Jubilee Loan Program. And so I actually ended up interviewing a lady and working one-on-one with a lady who was in the middle or trying to get approved for one of the ARC's Jubilee loans. And I did some financial education with her and was able to kind of recommend that she would be a good fit for the loan program. And kind of that's how I first heard about it. Graduated, went off to E-Trade, actually, to be a stockbroker for almost a year there, and just felt like something was missing or lacking. I was only able to focus in one area of financial planning, which was investments, but my heart was with just the basics, just the budget counseling, credit counseling, the one-on-ones, things like that, that I just wasn't getting there at E-Trade. So I left that job. And after getting a four-year degree, and I started volunteering at a nonprofit, and of course, my mom was confused about that. it has paid off in the end, but that's how I ended up there, just offering budget counseling to the low-income families that come through the doors at the ARC.
So many different paths mm-hmm. end up in the same place on the same team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Lucy, what would you say, how would you describe the ARC and its mission?
So the ARC, we're celebrating our 30th year. So our mission is really to stabilize low-income working families who are going through a financial crisis. Our mission is the same today as it was when we started 30 years ago. Essentially, we're serving as an extension of our religious community supporters by providing emergency financial assistance to low-income working families. So essentially, we're a safety net for our most vulnerable working families.
And something that Stephanie mentioned earlier about the basics, budgeting, the basics aren't so basic for some people.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So your heart is to help people with the very basics. And what do you typically have to do? Because I'm assuming a lot of people may not have that foundation.
Right. Yeah. So we start, we do start with doing a budget. So actually the ARC, aside from me, before I even came along, they would do kind of small budget with somebody just to kind of get a feel of what their financial situation was, and able to identify some needs through doing that. And it kind of coupled with the financial assistance that they were giving. So they wanted to know what was causing that person to get in that situation, give them more information. So when I came along, they were already kind of doing some of that, and also partnering with the Aspire Clinic. So then what I was able to offer was more of an in-depth budget counseling session, really looking at everything that's coming in, everything that's going out, and also being able to pull their credit report, which sounds pretty basic, but for a lot of folks, it's something that is very daunting and overwhelming. And really what I found in this process is that the information is not rocket science. It's, you know, it's can be somewhat basic information, but the problem is having somebody to do it with you. You know, it's just can be a very overwhelming task. And it's not something that, I think it's getting better today, but it's not something that has been traditionally taught in school, unless you were like me and actually went to college for it. But if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have known either. So being able to share that information at no cost to people, that's kind of what I was finding with my degree, is that the people that really needed the financial planning or financial counseling the most, in my opinion, were the ones that couldn't afford it. So being able to offer that to them, unpacking things like budgeting, credit counseling, talking about predatory lending, we can talk about insurance costs and things like that. So we can go very broad, or we can be very intentional. It just depends on that person's situation.
Well, I know I said, yes, sure, it's basic information, but it's not basic information for millions of Americans.
Right,
millions
right.
of people don't even have a budget. And it's in people who should know better, you know, still kind of live almost paycheck to paycheck. And what would you say to people who may not quite need the ARC's assistance right now, but they aren't living necessarily according to a nice budget? They are kind of winging it and living paycheck to paycheck.
Sure. I mean, I'd say that the number one thing that we see the most that derails somebody's budget is an unexpected expense. And so that happens to everybody, right? We all endure something of that nature at some point in time. Something's going to break. Something's going to need to be replaced. We may lose a job. We may lose hours at work. So even if, you know, you're following, you know, somewhat of a budget, or you kind of know where money's coming in and going out, if there isn't a plan, inevitably that one unexpected thing will happen. And then with the population that I'm working with, you know, when you are paycheck to paycheck, it takes just that one thing and it can derail everything. And so it was a great partnership program that we have, a great program extension of the ARC, to have this financial education, because what they do already is how, or what we do already is we're helping families that are experiencing that. So experiencing that unexpected loss of income, that unexpected car repair, house repair, medical bill, any of those things. And so we can help them financially with that, but that wasn't enough for us. We wanted to be able to give them the tools that they would need to be able to pay for those things maybe on their own next time, or because of an emergency fund, or because of some extra planning. And so we're able to help them do that now.
Right. It is inevitable. And I want to ask you, Tara, as program coordinator, what does that mean? Are you know the grand scheme of things, then, what's going on at the facility?
Well, I'm in charge of fundraisers and our events that promote awareness and raise funds for everything that we do. I connect with other, network with other organizations to create new partnerships and relationships so that we're able to better serve the folks that come in to see us for help, and spread the word about what we do to the general public.
And what does fundraising look like? Are there agencies that you work with regularly, the faith-based community? How typically do you raise funds?
Well, we have around 30 supporting mm-hmm. congregations that support us on a regular basis. They and Lucy knows this part of the fundraising better than I do, but they pledge usually mm-hmm. a certain donation or sponsorship a year. And then we have our fundraising events. We have one coming up in May that is really special to us. Stephanie came up with this idea. This is our sixth year doing Adopt a Mom. And we generate a list of single moms that we serve through the ARC, grandmothers that are raising their grandchildren, mothers and grandmothers in nursing care and rehabilitation centers and hospice care in Athens. And individuals can, for a $25 donation, adopt a mom, and they receive a fresh flower bouquet and handwritten card for Mother's Day. So that's a really special event that enables us not only to raise funds for our Single Working Mothers Fund through the ARC, but we're able to love on and honor very special mothers in our community at the same time.
That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And how can people help you? How can just members of the community help if they wanted to help the ARC?
Well, you can donate directly through our website, athensarc.org. You can volunteer. We're always looking for new volunteers to come in and interview and answer the phones and help in that way. And spread the word, learn about us, and just spread the word about what we do.
And is there a typical type of client who comes to the ARC? Do you see a lot of similarities in the type of people you help?
Sure, sure. I think most commonly our typical neighbor, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, are working low-wage jobs, maybe working one, maybe working two, and they
are— That's very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult yes. and it's stressful. And typically they're coming to us because they need help with either rent or utilities. And the reason that they're coming to the ARC, it varies. They've been laid off unexpectedly. Their employer has reduced their hours. Most common is large unexpected expenses that they've had to pay and now are unable to pay for rent and utilities, or they're out of work for medical reasons. So those are really the top four reasons people are coming in. And like we've talked about, because they are living paycheck to paycheck, there is absolutely no room for anything left over. So we're serving as a safety net for individuals who don't have one themselves.
And people who are already working and
yes.
finding it very difficult.
Yes. To expand upon that, you know, the folks that I'm, you know, working with the loan program in particularly, but just with the financial education, you know, what I'm finding is when we get in and we really are doing that detailed budget is that, you know, they're definitely working at least one job, some maybe two, and there's really no room for margin. And so there kind of is a conception out there that, you know, the solution to poverty or to not having enough income is just to get a job. But unfortunately, you know, from what we're seeing is that is the population that we are working with day in and day out, who have always at least one, if not two jobs. And when we're doing just the bare bones budget, not the budget that most people think of when they think of all these extra expenses. No, like really the expenses they have is, you know, rent, utilities, maybe childcare, food, gas.
Absolutely.
And there is nothing left. Mm-hmm. And that is extremely, not only is that hard to live that way, to make ends meet. And then, of course, there's the threat of, you know, one little expense that knocks that all off. You can't have a tire go flat. You know, any of the things that even seem small, like a $50 repair, can still really put somebody behind. You know, so there's that side of it. And then there's a psychological side of it, mm-hmm. where that takes a toll on somebody to imagine that, you know, every single penny that you're working day in and day out for 12 or 14, 20 hours a day, mm-hmm. is going straight to the bills and there's nothing left to, you know, quote unquote, live off of, can be very damaging mm-hmm. too.
Like, really,
and that's another piece of it that mm-hmm. we see that is hard.
really
and
hard.
And how can you help people with that end? I mean, you're doing what you can financially, but it just seems daunting if you have to wake up every day and you don't see any hope.
Yeah, it is daunting. And you know, neighbors are having to make daily choices and sacrifices, whether it's on the childcare end or the food end or the medication end. And so we are up against some huger issues with affordable housing and wages that, you know, we can't necessarily tackle at the ARC. But one thing we can do is make sure that they don't fall through the cracks. Make sure that Steph is with them or Stephanie is with them. Do an education and giving them a glimmer of hope, because at the end of the day, there are ways that we can help you kind of lift that budget so you can live maybe a little bit less stressful. And the loan program has been really beneficial in giving folks just another step up the ladder of getting out. But on a daily basis, it is hard. It is not easy. And I think people think that because you're working, you're okay. But in fact, I think there's something like 40,000 workers currently in Athens that are earning below the federal poverty line, which is eye-opening, and it is tough. And so I think that's what makes our services so important and valuable, is that we have to stabilize. We can't let these families face homelessness or worse, you know, lose vehicles and things like that.
Yeah, and not only working hard, making any headway.
Right.
You mentioned the loan program, and I want to come back to that. But before we do, I want to ask you, you've all been there at least a few years. Have you seen any differences? Have there been any changes since you've been there in the types of troubles people are having or the types of needs that you find? Are they pretty consistent?
It's somewhat consistent. I see more and more folks over the last few years who have gone from full-time to more part-time working. It seems as though for our neighbors, part-time or temporary employment is the quickest and easiest thing to get. When you have children and you don't have consistent child care, you can lose a job rather quickly due to unexpected things. And so I see a lot of either working two part-time jobs or just getting temp jobs just to make ends meet. The margins are definitely getting slimmer, which is why we see more people with unexpected expenses that can't cover it. And then I think healthcare is an issue. So people aren't getting the healthcare that they need. So when they get sick, they're out of work for longer.
Right. Carol, you're nodding in agreement You see, there just seems to be, it doesn't seem like things have improved, that there are fewer sources of assistance. It just seems like, as you said, everything's getting tighter.
Yeah, things are getting tighter. I think that we, along with several agencies, consistently have funding available. I just don't know that there are as many resources, or I know that there are community groups working very hard to come up with resources to really catapult folks out of poverty and out of these struggles, which is where the loan program has been great. I just think that there's just more low-wage workers with limited resources. And that's really what I can speak to.
Yeah, there has been a definite improvement, I know, for the Athens Clark County employees when they actually raised the salaries of everyone to a living wage. So I know that was certainly something celebrated by those employees. And we do want to mention the loan program. Yes. Tell me what your loan program is. Is that what you handle, Stephanie?
Yes, I do the loan program. And to segue into that, from what, you know, you're asking, how do we help with that hopelessness situation? And so, you know, of course, when you're paycheck to paycheck, you've got this bare bones budget. One predatory loan in that budget can be a killer of cash flow.
And when you say predatory loan, let us know what we're
talking about. So predatory loan meaning high interest loans. So specifically, we started to see a lot of title loans, and that was a big flag for us, where we did a lot of research. UGA helped us do a lot of research into figuring out what's going on there, what makes up a title loan, how do these work. We're seeing people seemingly trapped in these with very high minimum payments and have been paying on them for several months to a couple of years, and the balance is not going down at all, which obviously warning flags there, something is wrong. So we're like, let's jump into this and figure out maybe if we can use our loan program, which we had already in existence. We had a a 12-month loan that we were offering for how many years, Lucy?
Probably three or four.
Three or four years before this loan program. So So we had one already in existence that was helping to bridge the gap when somebody was out of work due to illness, and that can be for an extended period of time. And so maybe a small grant is not enough and they need further assistance to kind of bridge that gap, because that can turn into an eviction very quickly, just to be out of work due to illness. And for a lot of folks, there's not benefits kicking in. If there are, they take several months to kick in, or they have to fight for those. And so it can definitely derail their future very fast. So we had a loan program, we still have that, that would help in those situations. And it was a year long, it was a $1,000 loan. They had 12 months to pay it back, 3% interest, which was fabulous, and that was going well. And before I came along, the ARC was partnering with the Aspire Clinic to do that financial education, which is how I met them or how I learned about the ARC. Now we have this micro loan program, which is a 6-month program or a 6-month loan. It's still at the 3% interest. This is a partnership with the Georgia United Credit Union that we've had in existence for some time now, which have been really great to be able to do these loans for this population, where we have raised the funds to back each and every loan. So we have our own loan pool, so there is no risk to the credit union. So if somebody were to default on the loan, they would pull those funds from us. And so because of that, we're able to do loans for folks that are not able to get funding right now, that would normally not qualify for these loans. They're a typical credit scores in the 500s, you know, low 500s. And because of some maybe things on their credit in the past, you know, issues that they've had, you know, if you go through a job loss, things like that, it's not only are your household bills affected, but if you have any credit out there, that's affected as well.
Whole life.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is affected. It's definitely a domino effect. Yes. So we help folks when that is a situation with that credit score so that it's not a barrier for them to get a loan through the credit union. And so that is our partnership and how we're able to offer hope. After doing this research and finding out with these title loans that the average interest rate on a title loan is upwards of 400%.
Wow.
And every time I say that, that is the exact response is, wow, how is that legal? How is that possible? Not to go too far into that, but title loans are treated a little differently than a normal loan. They're looked at as a pawn. And so there's different laws for that. Whereas in Georgia, there are laws to protect interest rates from going too high, but they don't seem to apply to these title loans
at all.
Lenders, right? Yeah. So if you can go up to 400%. So we started to do just educational classes to educate the community on what this product was that they were in and how this is working, because people were coming to us saying, I'm making my payment every single month, but my balance isn't going down. I don't understand how that works. And then realizing that when they've been quoted to make a minimum payment, that is actually an interest-only payment. And so every single payment, and when I say a minimum payment, usually it's about $150. We think $20, $25, right. $50, you know, for thinking of a credit card, but no, this is about $150, and it's just going out every single month, and it's not doing anything, and they're trapped.
Never put a dent in your balance.
Not making one single dent. The balance is literally the same, if not higher.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started to tackle these and started to refinance them one by one. You know, it was very successful. Folks are used to making that minimum payment, so switching them to still paying a payment, you know, but it's actually going to the principal. And so in 6 months, they're actually free. So at the ARC, you actually do get your title back. We refinance them through the credit union, through that loan program. And what's making that successful is coupling that with intense financial education. So before they even get a loan, there's the budget counseling, there's pulling the credit report, credit counseling. And it's not a, let's pull the credit report to see if you qualify. It's just an educational thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you guys, obviously, there are so many services that you're providing, and you all started out volunteering. I assume there's a need for volunteers as well. Can you speak to that?
Yes. Yeah, so we have two volunteers that come in every day of the week, and one sits out front at the front desk and does intake, answering the phone. And we also do food bank referrals to the Athens Area Emergency Food Bank that's next door. So we have a volunteer doing that and taking in phone calls and screening folks for if they qualify for assistance with us. And if they do, we set up an appointment. And when they come in for the appointment, they go back to a private office and get interviewed by another volunteer. So we have a great group of volunteers, some of whom have been there almost from the get-go, mm-hmm. if not, you know, definitely for 20 plus years, and a bunch of great new ones who've been with us for a year that just love it and want to be there all the time. So we're always looking, yes, for volunteers to fill in when someone has to go on vacation or is sick. So yes, we love new people.
Yeah, our volunteers mm-hmm. do the backbone of the work.
They really yes. do. Yeah.
They're the face of the arc, and they're the ones who lend the ear and yeah. listen and give advice and just
Yeah, and I've got to say it's super rewarding to volunteer at the ARC. I loved it. I enjoy it when I'm thrust into doing it sometimes again if somebody's not there. And it's so much fun to talk to these people that come in, listen to what they're going through. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's really the bulk of what they are looking for and needing. And, you know, there's so many people that come in that are in this really dark place, a really desperate place in their life, and they don't want to ask for help. Like they don't want to be doing this. They don't want to be coming and having to open up their lives and what's going on. And to be the person that's able to sit with them at a table and just listen and tell them that that's what we're here for is to help each other. It's really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. And what do you look for in volunteers?
Well, really, it's someone that can give their time. Our operating hours are 9 to 12:30, so typically those individuals need to be available during that time. But just someone, you know, genuinely who cares about other people, who can listen, offer advice, and really show up and be an active participant in helping someone, you know, meet the needs that they're coming in for.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I know you provide some training, so it's not like Absolutely. They have to figure yes. out no, what they're doing.
Yeah. Yes, we have seasoned volunteers. So if you're yes. new and looking, we will put you with someone who is a seasoned volunteer until you feel comfortable switching roles. And you can do that forever. You can, when you're comfortable, do it on your own. We understand that volunteering isn't for everyone, but we try to make it as easy, pleasant, and mm-hmm. successful as possible.
Mm-hmm. And about how many families do you help each year?
Typically, we serve between 450 to 550 families a year. You know, now that we're in our 30th year, I think we've served over 40,000 families, which is wonderful and great. And those numbers seem to be consistent. And like we said, they're all, you know, low-income working families working hard to make it work.
And what would you want someone to know about the ARC? We are running a little low on time, but what would you want someone to know if they find themselves in need of assistance?
Oh, call us. Visit our website if you have access to the internet, but always just call us. Come in, let us know what's going on. We will listen and mm-hmm. try to help you as best we can. If it is emergency assistance that you need financially, if it's education, if it is getting out of a loan or you need to improve your credit, we would love to hear from you and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. That's all we have time for today. I do want to thank my panelists, Lucy Hudgens, Stephanie Cockfield, and Terrell Moore. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.